T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tobin Leroy Beast here with you. Thanks again to the coach, Tony Fiorentino, for joining us. Talking a little NBA Finals. Always love talking to the coach. The only thing I regret we didn't get to was whether or not he was a tater tot guy, because I feel like Tony Fiorentino, who is a food connoisseur, too highbrow for tater tots under like these two yahoos who think it's the greatest potato side that there is. We know Tony. That's beneath him. He's a man of high class, going into a nice restaurant, nice little bottle of wine there, sniffs it.
I don't think they have Italian with the Italian. I don't think they have tater tots at the Italian places he goes to.
He spits at that. Ridiculous tater tots. Get out of here. Anyway, thanks again to him for joining us. And you guys can go to MiamiHeatCamp.com, sign up for it. 7 years old, I didn't even realize, man, my daughter's old enough to go to Heat Camp now. That was crazy. And they're doing Palm Beach County now. I might have to get a crossover worked on, man. Might have to do it. We don't call a little DB in the house for nothing. Her knowledge of the NBA is strong.
She's already got the petty in her.
Yep, she has the petty in her. We're raising petty in my household. That's how we do it, man. Got to let you guys know also that Dan Le Batard's Father's Day Fiesta is back. There's only one way you can go. We have space for 25 listeners and a guest. So for your chance to win, register now at theticketmiami.com. You're going to get lunch at Fogata Chow on South Beach. You get to hang with Dan, get a good seat with the Father's Day panel with the shipping container. So if you want to win, register now at theticketmiami.com. The Father's Day Fiesta is brought to you by Glenfiddich Scotch Whiskey, a 14-year bourbon barrel reserve, the perfect whiskey for any occasion. Please drink Glenfiddich responsibly, 43% alcohol by volume. William Grant and Sons, New York, New York, Fogadishau Brazilian Steakhouse. Taste the difference of skilled gaucho chefs at Fogadishau Brazilian Steakhouse, where every cut is expertly prepared. Make your South Beach reservation at Fogo.com.
Says this guy likes hanging out in South Beach. Maybe you might run into Josh Rosen there.
Yeah, you might, where he's hanging out with Sports Illustrated swimsuit hotties. Look, it works for Gronk, but Gronk is a meathead, and he's going to catch things. You're in a battle here. You're in a battle with a bearded wonder of Fitzmagic, who's going to make people fall in love with the skill set.
It's June.
I don't care.
Oh, my goodness.
He did play last year in Tampa Bay, and some say he was better than Jameis Winston.
For 4 weeks, he was unbelievable.
Maybe he's peaking right now. Maybe he's wasting all his greatness right
maybe
now.
Maybe Fitzpatrick is peaking right now.
But he just finished his birthdays, so he's right in the zone. Not Fitzpatrick anymore.
You guys are the worst.
Yeah, he is back in. He is in much better shape. He seems leaned out.
Of course.
By the way, a second bomb to Devontae Parker.
Another one?
Yeah.
Wow.
For Fitzpatrick.
Woo! Hit that bell, Robbie. It's another 10-9 round. Another one. Be coming. Ruiz.
Hold on.
I think Rosen's got to start chasing the knockout now. Yes, he's behind in the scorecards.
Yeah, what's your question? My headline on my computer?
Yes.
Okay. Dateline Australia. A near-naked Australian man stops an intruder wielding a didgeridoo. All right, this is from Fox News. A man was woken up by an intruder in his home and chased the suspect off his property wearing just his underpants and held him at bay, only armed with a didgeridoo until police arrived. Kim Abrook told the local media that he woke up to noises in his Adelaide home Monday, only to find a thief halfway through the door with his wallet containing $500. Abrook managed to contact police before grabbing a nearby didgeridoo, an indigenous musical instrument, and chasing the thief. Here's a little bit of that interview with the media.
I was out there in all my glory, you know. I was dressed up really nice from there down. That was it, but I noticed I run faster naked, you know, sort of with semi-naked anyway, so I might try that the next meet. God, I was very lucky the cops got in first. I've prided myself in about 15 years teaching these boys a little bit of Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and it was probably lucky I only had a didgeridoo. Would have worked, it's pretty solid, so I was only going to use it to restrain him.
He was only going to use it for restraining, Leroy. He wasn't going to beat him to death with it or anything like that. Oi.
Did it matter what that guy said?
I can't understand what he's saying.
But did it matter? You saw Dateline Australia and you had the interview.
Oh, bro.
Did it matter what he was saying?
Dude, he's like, I run faster naked. Listen to this.
Who doesn't?
I don't know. I would figure your junk get in the way.
Huh?
Remember that dude?
He had on underwear.
I know, but he was saying that he felt more aerodynamic.
I was out there in all my glory, you know. I was dressed up really nice from there down. That was it. But I noticed I run faster naked. I sort of was semi-naked anyway, so I might try that the next meet. God, I was very lucky the cops got in first. I've pride myself in about 15 years teaching these boys a little bit of Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and it's probably lucky I only had a didgeridoo. Would have worked. It's pretty solid. So I was only going to use it to restrain him.
Crazy. Now, Texter makes a valid point about your quarterback battle.
Oh, let's do it.
Y'all ignoring the fact that Devontae Parker seems to be cooking Fat Cat Xavier.
Yeah, you know what?
Whoa.
He's catching all these bombs, and while y'all fighting over some crumbs at quarterback, your $75 million cornerback is getting
Wait, do we know what kind of coverage they're running? Were they running a zone? Were they running a man?
You care about the coverage, but
that makes a difference.
About the route with the quarterback.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. We've seen it with Xavier. We know he's going to show up when it matters. We're really gonna get swayed by a camp wonder.
Wait,
how many years in a row
was Xavier even covering him? Who knows?
How many years are we gonna do that? Devontae Parker mini camp wonder.
Okay, but the same can be applied to Fitzpatrick.
Not really.
What?
Not really, because he's a veteran.
How many weeks can he go in a row?
We know it's gonna be a 3 week at max, and then it's gonna fall off badly. Badly. The question is, can Rosen beat him out? This isn't really, oh, look, Fitzpatrick's lighting it up. I'm not really concerned about that. What I'm more concerned about is, oh, is Rosen just stinking up the joint because he stinks? Or is he just young and it's just early? And clearly you're in the camp of it's just early, but I can only tell you I'm a little nervous.
Really?
Here's why I would say. Hear me out on this. The reporters, all right, the Dolphins reporters. Sometimes we give them flack, but those gentlemen have seen a lot of bad quarterbacks over the years. In fact, I would say Dolphins reporters probably have a keener nose for terrible quarterback play than any group of reporters in the National Football League. Maybe the Browns contingent, that Mary Kay Cabot. She may have a better nose for bad quarterbacks, but if you sometimes you know a stinker when you see one.
Oh, the ones aren't working against the ones. Here's another interesting story from mandatory camp. Comes out of Cleveland. Guess who asked for a trade?
I saw this. Duke Johnson.
And guess what the quarterback said?
You want to hear the sound? Let's play this.
This
is juicy.
It's juicy. More juicy than the nonsense y'all talking about.
This is juicy, and I was taken a little aback by it. I got to be honest with you.
He went full all out on him.
It's self-inflicted. It is what it is. It's not awkward for anybody else in this building. He's got to do his job. He said he's a professional. I hope he does his job.
We have guys that want to be here. They'll show that. They'll voice that. Obviously, you know, he's going to handle his stuff how he wants. You're either on this train or you're not. It's moving. You can get out the way or you can join us. So it is what it is.
Self-inflicted, get out the way.
Whoa. Yo, Baker.
I got to tell you.
You go ahead. You tell me first.
In most cases, teammates would gingerly go into that because they understand, you know, how sometimes situations present themselves.
Sure.
He went
hard.
He dropped the people's elbow on him.
He went hard at Duke Johnson. And look, Duke Johnson doesn't want to be there anyway, so I don't know how much that matters to him. Even though the coach.
Why doesn't he want to be?
Well, they have Chubb. And they also signed Kareem Hunt, but he's, I know he's suspended for the first eight games.
So he thinks that, like, how am I ever going to get, how am I going to get any touches? How am I going to get my money?
Right.
Which is understandable.
But as a player, and he also, shouldn't you understand that more than anybody?
And he also apparently caught wind that they put him on the block. Like, that he knew he was made available
as
anyway.
A player or a teammate, shouldn't you understand that more than anybody?
Well, this is the thing. This is what I would say with Baker. He's still very young. Like, that to me is very, I'm the leader of, like, this is like Oklahoma. That was very college-esque to me,
right?
What he just said. Not professional.
I think that's what I was getting. I was shocked to hear it. But, I mean, understand what Baker Mayfield is asking Duke Johnson to do. You're asking him to stay on this train and basically be in the caboose and be irrelevant. Because the team appears as if though they are making moves that don't include you.
And it's Baker's not in the same boat. It's not like they're bringing in a bunch of quarterbacks to compete with Baker Mayfield.
This is the one thing, too, with quarterbacks that's making me a little uneasy. This happened with the Ben Roethlisberger thing, too. Typically, if a franchise thinks they got anything in you, you're going to get that second contract, and you're on gravy train to be set for life. Baker already is. First of all, he's number one overall pick. He's got a good contract as it is.
Right, but that doesn't apply to any other position.
Right, and that's what makes me like, all right, man. Like, it's nice to say, hey, we don't need you. This train's moving on without you. Cool, man.
For you.
But the thing is, they're not going to put him in a position to get off the train because they're going to use his touches basically until Kareem Hunt gets healthy, and then maybe we'll talk about it. Or not, it gets healthy, gets eligible, and then we'll talk about it.
Here's what I look at it, and I think he's putting himself out there for people not to understand when he hits a bump in the road.
Right.
And so from that standpoint, you know, that's why I don't really like it. But I'll be up there next Thursday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got to shoot a video for the Browns. So.
Whoa. What are you doing? Huh? What are you doing?
They asked me to come shoot a video.
You do drills with Nick Chubb?
You doing like a pump up thing or like a retrospective or something?
Yeah. Like, it's 100 years of football is this year.
It's a lot of football, a lot of losing.
You may run into Goldhammer.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, let me tell you, man, there's some funny people up there. I probably, like, everybody has an Omar Kelly. Every city has a
Grossy fellow.
Yeah. Yep.
By the way, those two ruined Draft Day. I forgot that they were in the movie. But the Goldhammer and Grossi are in the, like, doing a talk show like the first 10 minutes of the movie.
Tony Grossi, like, he's basically, he was the Omar Kelly of the Cleveland Browns.
He was calling for Sonny Weaver Jr.
Omar
to get
Kelly
fired.
Going so hard calling Josh Rosen and Chad Henne already. I was like, damn, Omar.
But, like, are we to the point now, like, I've never felt like this. I've never felt that I had to say something to get a reaction. Like, what I have to say may get a reaction, but I don't jump on and go all like that. Like, man, if you can tell that in this short a time, you're in the wrong profession.
But this is what I would say to that. Say what you want about these reporters. They've seen a lot of quarterbacks on that field. And if he says, like, this dude looks just like Chad Henne, he's going to know. Like, I would imagine that talent can kind of jump off the field. And if this guy doesn't look any different to the other guys, I would understand why that comes out of somebody's thoughts.
Let me ask you a question. Drew Brees, his first 3 years with the Chargers, was okay. Okay? You think there were people writing that about him? Because he didn't really have a breakout year until the last year.
Right.
And then he broke his shoulder in the playoff game.
Yep.
But before that, he was just okay. It, like, you can't tell all the time.
Hit the headline thing, Robbie.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Duke Johnson and a fourth for Rashad Jones.
Dolphins getting back a fourth, or they're giving up a fourth?
I don't know.
I think he said Duke Johnson and a fourth round pick for Rashad Jones.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, I don't think you could do that. I mean, you got rid of Frank Gore. Like, you have to give Drake and Bellage the run of the carries. I don't think the Dolphins are in a position. And put it this way, they acquired Duke Johnson. It will not decrease the number of needs.
Of course.
He'd still be at 12.
He's just a Bob. Duke Johnson's an all-time Canes rusher?
Yep.
Marlins and Brewers tonight.
I hate to say it, but
7:41st pitch. Of course.
Well, isn't that what a record is? A person who compiles yards?
I mean, yeah, you said it too, Leroy. Yeah.
No!
You did say it. Makes a fair point.
You just used the word.
Point for Leroy.
I'm not in the mood for shenanigans.
Point for Leroy!
Didn't Duke Johnson also get turned away at the Canes Stadium? Like, they didn't believe that he was a player?
Yeah, something like that.
That's a jerk move.
Horrible.
Wow, I forgot. Somebody just mentioned. I was on the last Browns team to win a playoff game. That's kind of scary.
Wasn't it 94? That's 25 years ago. Maybe that's why they bring you in, the 25th anniversary of the last playoff win.
ESPN, did you send me an email about when you're going to be off?
I got to send you one for the Monday.
Yeah.
We should have you on from Cleveland. You should go on to like their little studio.
Okay.
We could hook it up.
From 1 to 4 on Thursday? If I get there in time, I'll do it.
Yeah, we have NBA Hoops tonight, game 3.
Then bring in Jarvis Landry and be like, hey, slot receiver. That's what I would do.
We don't know about Clay.
It's contagious.
Oh, Golden State's 4.5-point favorite. We'll have the game right here on the ticket.
I would have not given you $16 million a year.
I would say that to him.
Last but not least, Josh Rosen's being compared to Chad Henne. He's had a horrible minicamp, and Ryan Fitzpatrick's playing well.
2 days?
It's
your song, Beast.
I can't believe like we're doing this. I cannot believe people are really doing this after 2 days of shorts and helmets.
I really actually just don't know how to feel about it. I want I want to watch Rosen this year. I'm not that into watching Ryan Fitzpatrick. The cool dude. He was on this morning and it was a fun interview and he seems like a fun guy. Beard, awesome. But, you know, I don't really want to watch him be the starting quarterback this season. I want to see Josh Rosen regardless and just see how it goes. Just throw him out there.
Fun guy.
He's a fun guy. Does he have a beard that looks like he would be very comfortable being a nudist?
Who, Fitzpatrick?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looked like he'd be a guy in the gym, just flip-flops and a toothbrush in his mouth.
Like, if you have a beard like that, you're probably more comfortable with your nudity, right?
Yeah, I think he'd be comfortable with his nudity.
Well, the beard distracts from the nudity.
That's what I feel. Like, I feel like if you have a fuller beard
nope,
like that.
There's older guys in the gym, and they have facial hair, and it does not make me look at their facial hair when they walk with flip-flops.
Oh, well, yeah, they're certainly
like, they're just old.
But I'm saying if you were in a nudist colony, you know, it's kind of like one of the, it's like if I would feel like you'd want to put some growth somewhere, some warmth.
Well, you have other places.
I feel like he would be most comfortable being a nudist out of, you know, any quarterback we've had, even more than Dan Marino. Like Robbie. Robbie has the best facial hair of the three of us.
You think Robbie would be the nudist?
I feel like Robbie would be the most comfortable being a nudist because he grows the best beard.
I have a feeling that he's a Wookiee, so he would be covered up in hair.
No,
we've seen that back. That back is smooth, baby.
Science.
Just saying. It just crossed my mind. I was just like, you think Fitzpatrick's ever thought about being a nudist?
Yes, he has 7 kids.
It's been nude a lot.
7 kids. My God.
Lots of birthdays.
7 kids.
Wow.
7.
I can't deal with 2 and a dog.
And imagine, Philip Rivers was like, let's go for 2 more. And Antonio Cromartie was like, let's add another one. Crazy. Whew. Blows my mind.
Don't forget Travis Henry, Brian Urlacher.
Brian Urlacher has a lot of
doesn't,
kids.
Yeah, doesn't Brian Urlacher? That's his thing. I don't know if he has that many, but
that's his thing.
That's his thing.
Wait, you got to know how many.
I'm pretty sure
that's his thing.
I'm pretty sure Brian Urlacher's thing was I was bald my entire career. Then I came to the Hall of Fame and boop, full head of hair.
Yeah, that was a little odd.
I was like,
I mean, because He was bald like you up top.
Right.
Like, there was no hint of hair. And then he had almost, he could damn near make a ponytail.
He had a system.
He looked like it was like, yeah, I'm wearing an old Scoot toupee, and what? wasn't even like there was a process to it. It was like, I threw a thing up here. I'm Brian Urlacher with hair now. We'll be back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Hey, the 2019 hurricane season has arrived. Once again, the ticket is combining with the team at Local 10 to bring you extensive coverage from the watch to the warning to landfall to recovery. Keep it tuned to the ticket for up-to-the-minute news.
Tips. Soon as that storm comes off Africa, you're going to start getting updates.
No doubt. Should a hurricane approach, hurricane coverage on the ticket is brought to you by B&T Services, protecting you with PGT impact windows and doors. Be informed during this hurricane season from Local 10 and 790 The Ticket, radio.com sports station. You can text the show 67974. It's brought to you by accidentlawfirm.com.
I was saying the first show me and Leroy did was during the hurricane. I was a surprise filling at the last minute. Me and Leroy had to do a show during the hurricane. Not during the hurricane, but when the hurricane was coming.
Yeah.
I remember that. I said the name of the wrong station. That was horrible.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Well, I said the name of a station I was working with at the time.
The one in Boca?
Yeah, not that one, though. The other one further down south. It's another online station.
That's awesome.
That's like, I think it was my first official show.
You know, man, I've never done a radio show for any other like station as a host. Like, I've been a guest on other things. But I would imagine once we get fired from here, which is eventually going to happen, or we quit, that's going to be weird for me because I've never worked for another show. I don't think you have either, Leroy, right? You've done some other guest stuff. Oh, yeah, you've done Cleveland. That wouldn't happen to you, but that would for sure happen to me.
When Cooperstein first started doing shows here, like I think one of his first segments, I was here running the board, and he said the name of the other station. And that was before we were friends.
That's when we were rivals?
Yeah, that's when we were rivals, yeah.
Should have been yanked off the air immediately. That's high treason. That's high treason, man.
It did get dumped.
Did it really?
Yes, I think he dumped it. I didn't dump it, but... Just like I dumped it when I said the name of the wrong station when I was doing that show. Leroy, I made sure to dump it.
I'll tell you what, man. I was watching this. I'm fired up about this Marlins team, man.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
man.
I'm watching yesterday, and they are on the hit parade, man.
I got to tell you, I mean, they're winning games differently than I thought they would. Like, I thought they'd always be close in a lot of games, even though they may lose a lot because of their pitching.
Right.
And they're the only team. Think about this. Your record is what it is. But you're the only team to start only five guys.
Well, yeah, that is crazy.
You understand that stat right there is usually what happens to the team that ends up winning the World Series.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. And the other thing too is like when those guys have been good, they've had some real fit. Like what did Sandy throw? He threw a complete game on what, like
89 pitches? Yeah, he threw a Maddux.
Crazy. Pablo Lopez has had these outings now back to back, which is good to see him have back. First of all, good road outing. Back-to-back good outings.
Especially at that place.
Because they're making this point on the broadcast. When he's been good, I mean, he's been lights out good. It's just when he gets in trouble, it snowballs badly.
He gets that big inning.
Well, and what happens is, it's like, the Marlins are just a team. They can't afford to not play sound baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if it's a bunt a guy over, or if they have the switch making the right play, or, you know, defensively, you know, not if you get a guy 0-2, you can't give up a home run.
Right.
You know, just stuff like that. Like, but they're young.
But the thing that's also been encouraging about it is, you know, they've kind of made some small tweaks to the roster and guys have really come around.
Like, making more contact.
Definitely been making more contact. Groundskeeper starting to come into his own, which was good to see because he had a good year last year and, you know, got off to the slow start, has really shaken out. I mean, the big thing that's been a huge lift, and I for one did not see it coming, is this Garrett Cooper, because when I was first watching this guy, you know, he did have some health things because he kept getting hit by pitches and stuff like that, but when he was first up to bat here, it was just like, it felt like he couldn't catch up to anything that was over 90 miles an hour,
right.
And now he's crushing the ball. He's crushing the ball. I mean, he looks like a professional hitter.
Okay, like I mean, the one thing I'll say about you, fans. I'll just put fans.
Yeah, that slump buster, that grand slam.
Is that you guys don't ever really have patience with young guys. I mean, when you think about baseball and how old they are before they bloom and how young a lot of these guys are, like, you kind of have to wait it out. And, like, they're sending them back and forth and back and forth. The next guy has to be Brinson, right? That has to, like...
I don't know how he cracks it up here, though, man.
Well, like, I'm not saying crack it, but I'm saying kind of gets to where all these other guys were, and something goes off and something clicks to where he becomes, you know, at least a major league hitter.
The thing that I do think hurts Brinson, though, is the one... Here's the one problem, and it's not his fault, but it is reality. Because he is tied to the Yelich trade and he's looked upon as the prize there, if he does go through struggles, it feels like his struggles are magnified because of that.
Right, but you have...
There's nobody on this roster right now who has that kind of pressure. Not even Alfaro, because Alfaro's not even really looked as the prize of the JT Realmuto trade.
He was a throw-in.
Yeah, and he's been outstanding.
He may be better than Realmuto so far this year.
It's been tremendous. He doesn't have that pressure on him, like Sixto Sanchez might when he comes up. But with Brinson, if he does go through a stretch where he's not hitting, all right, this is already the second time you've brought him up. Now we're going to start talking about how you lost on the Yelich trade. There's no pressure with that right now with this team. Everybody's just able to kind of show up and go through their licks and go through. Harold Ramirez has been unbelievable. El Pitbull. Did you know his nickname was the Pitbull?
I don't know
who gave him that nickname. I saw on his Twitter account he's El Pitbull. Maybe he gave himself that nickname because I was looking for a nickname for him. That's a cool nickname. And also, been looking to replace the original Pitbull down here, quite frankly.
Ollie.
Who is tiny.
Well, yes.
He's like Ant-Man.
That's right.
By the way, my favorite stat, Harold Ramirez, in 19 games, only 11 strikeouts. Less than a strikeout a game, which today's days, nobody does that anymore. Didn't have any strikeouts yesterday.
I bet you Yelich doesn't do that.
He has more. He'll have more than 11 in 19 games.
I gotta say though, like, how bored do you think you are in that field when you're the team, like an outfielder, and you have to go chase down these balls that are just getting sliced left and right, and it's an 11 run inning
and multiple pitching changes.
Oh my God, I couldn't believe it.
Didn't the Marlins get a new hitting coach? Somebody just texted.
Yeah, they did.
Okay. Could it be that?
That was like even during the midst of Spider Watch, which we can now say is officially over, by the way.
I mean, maybe, but they also had new players. Like bringing up Ramirez and Cooper coming into his own.
It's amazing that they have probably 25-man roster. They probably have 35 guys that they kind of feel like are interchangeable as far as I can send you down to bring another one up.
Yeah. But now it seems like they're finally settling into.
Right. Like, so now that list is probably only 30, maybe even 28.
Well, look, it's good to see that the bats are coming around because that was the biggest concern of it. And it also just takes the pressure off these pitchers. Like,
yeah, I mean,
nobody's expecting them to score 9 runs, 3 straight games. That's crazy. Position players have to pitch for the opposition.
Two games in a row. Games.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. But. It's been nice seeing the young pitchers haven't had that pressure on them like they did early on in the year where it's like, you give up a run, spider emoji.
Yep.
Over.
Yep.
But it's been fun, man. I've been enjoying it. I've been enjoying it tremendously.
We got to go back to the next homestand.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not going to go this weekend.
This weekend, yeah.
But I think, who's here at the end of the Cardinals?
I'm
not going for the Cardinals series.
Yeah, like Monday night's game 5, so we're probably not going, but you got Tuesday and Wednesday night against the Cardinals.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe we can start back out there. Just throwing it out
there. Heckle our old friend Marcelo Ozuna.
With his blonde beard.
You have to do it Tuesday.
Because we could throw it out, just throw it out there?
Well, because Wednesday, I'm leaving Thursday, so I can't.
Would you want to go?
Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah, you missed the time, Leroy. You missed the time last time.
Dude, it's so good. It's like 10. That's one thing I can say. $10, just stand out there in the bar. Such a good time.
Talking to Mean Dean.
Oh, Mean Dean loves it. Mean Dean! He goes, yeah.
He even got 2 hits yesterday, and he wasn't even starting.
I know. It was ridiculous yesterday. When Pablo Lopez got the RBI, I was just like, man, not your day, Brewers. Not your day.
Yes. I mean, look, you score 11 runs in an inning, it just gets to the point where people are tired of hitting.
Oh, yeah.
I
got to imagine, though, there is a thing on the team where they're just like, yeah, don't be the guy.
Hey,
don't be
the guy.
JT Realmuto. He was almost
that
guy.
I was at a game. Guess what happened?
What happened?
Now, you're talking about a big feel. When Cleveland played in our football field at Municipal Stadium, that field was massive, right? So two things I saw because I had season tickets because me and Kenny Lofton had the same age, right? Two things. One, I was at the game that bounced off Jose Canseco's head.
That's crazy.
And two, I saw Carlos Baerga hit a home run from both sides of the plate in the same inning.
That's pretty cool.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
One of the coolest things I've seen in a Marlins game, I think getting seeing Dontrelle Willis hit 2 3-run homers in a game. That was pretty wild.
Whoa.
Yeah, Shea Stadium.
But again, off Lima.
Yep. Oh, my God, Lima. Lima time.
They were getting some boos yesterday, though, the Milwaukee pitching staff.
But they should have.
And they got a mock cheer when they finally got an out.
It was so ridiculous. And it's just one of those things where you're delighted if you're on the other side, but it's got to be torture if you're on defense watching this all happen. Because what can you do? Your pitcher just keeps getting rocked left and right.
It's not even with the home runs. It's just hit after hit after hit.
Yep. No, no. You got the home runs early on.
You got
them
early.
Early, you had Starlin started off. Then you had Garrett Cooper and groundskeeper went back to back.
All while Michael Hill was on the phone.
Yeah, I know. That kind of, you know.
Come on, you can't get on management now.
I don't get it.
Because whatever they've done.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It was just the timing of the broadcast. It was the broadcast.
I want to hear Todd Hollinsworth get tickled. That's my new thing. I want to hear him getting delighted.
The fact that you say tickled.
Heat, Leroy. Listen
no,
for tonight.
I know.
Listen for tonight. Whenever they do something good, Todd Hollinsworth is like, oh. Sometimes if it's, and he's, that was probably, what was that? That was for what run, Robbie? Do you know?
Oh. Yeah, that one specifically is for the, I think the last, no, it was when they went up 13-0. Castro's right. Hit.
He's also got an appropriate a giggle ratio. So like when it's something little good, it's like, he'll have a range. You, tonight.
You have to have something better to do.
I'm telling you.
Well, look, the basketball game doesn't start till 9:00. Marlins start at 7:40. It's an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah,
you got to kill time somehow.
We'll have a range of it. Like I'll give you a 1-0 laugh and like an 8-0 laugh, and we'll see what the difference is.
All right.
Or a home run laugh and an RBI single laugh.
We have a request.
It's got its range.
Can you go as NWO Macho Marlins man?
No, not yet. There's no time for a character change right now. Playing good baseball. It's no time to mess with a winning ways right now. It's got to stay the way it is. We'll be back with more after this. Welcome back, everybody. You can text the show 67974. Somebody texted, maybe Gun World can get Tobin to do a hot coffee self-defense class. Maybe they could. Don't knock it. Worked. Although those crackheads that attack you at 3 a.m. in the morning, skittish. So I don't know how much credit to give the coffee. But it was no joke, man.
Hey, weren't you yelling at the Fighter's Fury, 10 a.m.?
I did. Dude, you know, I felt so bad afterwards, too, with that dude who ended up trying to mug me because those crack shoes, man. I mean, they were so worn out.
He might as well have been one with the earth.
He might as well have been Dusty Crumb because these shoes were not shoes anymore. They were gnarled. They were gnarled, so worn on the bottom of it. But look, man, you got to find your crack money. I don't know what to tell you. That's how it goes, man. You can text the show again, 67974. It is brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. Text the Rets in, what the hell do you want Duke Johnson for down here? Obviously, that's a sentimental thing. I think everybody's fine with the backfield situation.
That's the way people are here.
Yeah, like Kenyon Drake, Kalen Ballage, not really concerned with what the backfield's going to bring this year by any stretch.
Here we go again.
Miles Gaskin, the seventh round pick from Washington.
Here we go again.
What?
Adam Beasley.
Uh-oh. Did you watch the games?
He texted you?
No.
What'd he say?
Hold on. I'm going to pull it up. It came on my thing, and then I mashed the button, and it disappeared. So now I got to go back.
Probably asking if you watched the games last year.
I say this with a straight face. Devontae Parker has been the best offensive player this game.
Please, Adam, don't do it, man. He said that on Twitter?
Yes!
It's got, you know what my favorite thing is with Adam Beasley? It's not how many retweets he gets or how many likes he gets on his tweets. It's when you get to go to look at the replies, the number. And when I see he's got 64 replies in 2 hours on a tweet, I know people are pissed about what he just said. And so.
So yeah. Wait, let's read some of the replies.
Did you watch the games this past year?
You ready? That's every camp since 2015. I really hope to see this translate into games. Injuries suck.
One guy puts a GIF that says, oh, man, it's June. And that, is that from you?
That's one of it.
Yeah, Leroy liked that tweet.
Hey, here's my favorite one. If only the Patriots, Jets, and Bills weren't allowed to tackle.
He goes, then it disappears in week one. Somebody gives a Jim Carrey GIF from, what the hell is that? Me, Myself, and Irene. Oh, boy, here we go. One guy gives the George Costanza eye roll. The GIFs are my favorite.
And then the season starts.
Doesn't matter until he does it in the game. Nice try, not falling for that again. Stop, please, GIF. You got one guy who says, I believe.
Uh-oh, and somebody says he has a competent quarterback. Really? Ooh. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
If it's okay. Patrick.
Ah! So, we have gotten to the point where we are calling Fitzpatrick a competent quarterback.
Savvy bet.
Are you serious?
Savvy.
He's winning the rounds.
He's winning the rounds. Right now.
Very technical.
Right now, he's dominating.
Can I just tell you, a year ago, they could not wait for Jameis Winston to get back.
That's not true. That's not true. They had a big debate, remember? We talked about this on the show.
Oh, yeah, that was a heated debate.
He was the best quarterback in the league for the first 3 weeks of the season.
He's done that before. That's not...
That was lunacy. He out-dueled Drew Brees in the Superdome, right?
Yeah, the first game of the season.
Again. If you're going to say you've seen the Devontae Parker story before, I raise you and give you Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Did Ted Ginn get this much of a chance?
No! And he's still playing football!
Do you think Devontae Parker will be in the league as long as Ted Ginn? Obviously, not here.
No. No chance. Man, because let me explain you something about Ted Ginn. No matter what team you play for, what type of offense you run, you put him on the field and watch him run past everybody, and you're like, that we have to be able to use that some kind of way.
No doubt. He won games by himself on special teams.
But again, like, we attacked him and blamed him for getting picked ninth.
That's true.
It wasn't him.
That's true.
Like, I tell you what, if somebody offered to give you more money, even though you're going to say, nah, you know what? I'm not that good. Just give me less.
That's like the Daniel Jones thing in New York. Like, they're crushing him. It's like, oh, they liked him. They picked him at six. Did they reach? Probably.
Somebody said, I'm butching up for Tanny, and he's not even here. No, I'm not. Never even brought
kind
up.
Kind of. Kind of.
No, I'm not.
Kind of.
No, I'm not.
You
not
are giving, you find it offensive that people are giving Ryan Fitzpatrick more competency credit than Ryan Tannehill.
Okay, he's just older. That's it. Wait a minute. You're telling me, okay, that any of the past 7 years,
yeah,
you have said this phrase.
Yeah. I'd rather have Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I wish Ryan Fitzpatrick was my quarterback.
I've never said that.
Okay.
We made an oath.
I never said that, and I did make an oath. But this has nothing to do with the related
season. This
has season.
Nothing to do with the oath. I'm telling you, has anybody... And the National Football League's fans ever said that?
Somebody's been talked into Ryan Fitzpatrick.
No.
Obviously, he keeps getting jobs.
Talked into him. I'm saying going, looking at their quarterback and going.
I'll tell you this right now. For if I had my life on the line and I need a quarterback to win me a game, I would take Ryan Fitzpatrick 10 times out of 10 over Ryan Tannehill.
Okay.
To win a game.
A game.
A game.
Wait. Now here's the caveat. Has he already had those four games?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just a game. I go into it blind.
You know if he had those four games for 1,500 yards and 10 touchdowns and two picks, if he already had those games, it's like week 12?
No, but there's still a part of me that I respect the gunslinging with Ryan Fitzpatrick. Like
he's an older Matt Moore.
Yes. Yeah, except it feels like a week of practice
he's
won't
better
ruin
at
him.
It. Right.
Matt Moore, like, he practiced. It was over.
No, but I'm just saying, let's not all of a sudden act like, man, there's nobody begged and said, Man, I wish I had. Now, every team that's had him has been glad he was on their team at some point during the year. But no team's fans have ever been, man, if we just had Ryan Fitzpatrick, we would have got over the hump.
Wouldn't you say, though, on this team, like, Devontae Parker's going to be the best player when there are no pads or contact required?
Can't get injured.
Who's got more physical talent than him?
He's going to be when the next step for football is going the way of basketball and have some type of 7-on-7
right.
league.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
Right. A summer league?
Like, just some type of, like, they have the big three. Like, they have some type of 7-on-7 league.
Yeah.
So flag football?
It would be like, hey, guys, the Heat have camp, but all they're doing in camp today is shooting three-pointers. Who are you taking? Wayne Ellington, obviously.
Right.
Like, the best player. Who's looked like the best in camp? Jay Rich, because he's the best shooter. It's like, yeah, but he's still got those Jay Rich qualities, you know, where it's like game on the line, stuff on the bounce.
Here. I believe, okay, and this is, I do believe this. You're going to regret saying what you say about Jay Rich.
Regret what? I like him on the team. I like him on the team.
Don't you do it.
Hey, maybe he can prove it. He can prove us wrong.
You know what? That's why you're laughing.
I want him on the team. I want him on the team. I don't want him with the ball at the end of a game because it's going to go out of bounds, either the ball or his feet.
Question. What? Like, this is where our paths are always going to cross and we're going to butt heads. Like, for some reason, you guys don't think people can develop into something or get better at something.
That's a mental block.
Mental block?
That's a mental block.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
There's a mental thing there.
End of the game. I'm going to take Philly Cheese out of it because we all know I'd rather have Philly Cheese shoot it because you know he's going to get a shot.
Okay. That's going to at least hit the rim.
Why you got to throw? We got to start.
It's not bashing Philly Cheese.
Call it Robbie caveats.
I'm not saying it's a compliment. Caveats. You know he's going to get a shot off and it's going to be close to making it.
Let me finish.
But why is this a big deal? Like
And here's where I'm going with this. You are telling me right now, at the end of a game, you would rather have Justice Winslow over Jay Rich.
Yep. At the end of a game.
At the end of a game, yeah.
Do you understand what you're saying?
Yeah.
Because you said the same things you said about Jay Rich about Justice.
I know, but I'm not going to be one of the... See,
That's my point.
You should be proud of this.
You've turned it around.
It's not turning around. I'm using what I've seen, and I'm trying to learn. You should be proud of that. I've seen
Josh Richardson step
out of bounds left and right and kick the ball.
No, not left and right.
Left and right.
It wasn't left and right. It happened one time.
Who has stepped out of bounds more than that guy?
There's a quarterback on ESPN that ran on the back of the end zone.
I know. He's like the guru now.
Right? He's Orlovsky. A guru. Exactly. He's a guru. He doesn't know how big the field is.
I see in, like, the Miami Herald, Dan Orlovsky had this to say. I was like,
really?
All right, cool.
Okay, my point is you've given Justice Winslow the ability to improve.
Right.
But you're not giving it to Jay Rich.
Yeah, but this isn't a skill. He just keeps doing it.
He's done it one time.
No, it's been, it was
no,
like,
it hasn't.
It was like eight times.
No, here we go.
It was like eight times.
You're fluffing the build to make it look good.
And it was one of them was in the first game of the season. First impression.
6-7-9-7-4. How many times did Jay Rich step out of bounds this year? Over under eight.
With
less than 2 minutes left. There you go.
Yeah. Or just total this year.
I just can't believe, like, you don't.
Okay, for example, I love Goran Dragic. Love him. I don't necessarily want him to be the closer at the end of a game. That's not what I
but
want.
But he's not the guy.
That's not what I want Gogi
for. He's not the guy, though.
But what's wrong with that? Why can't I like the player but not want them at certain situations?
Okay. Hey, now, let me put this out here immediately.
Yep.
This is not me. This is not me putting this out there.
Go ahead.
This is Pro Football Reference.
Okay.
Tannehill has 15 fourth quarter comebacks. Fitzpatrick has 9.
I'm going to need to see the website to prove it.
But wait. My question is, if it's true, would it change how you feel about
nope.
it? You just what's that?
Nope.
Why'd you say?
Well, maybe you could.
I don't give a damn about stats.
stats okay. if they don't make my point.
Well, maybe Fitzpatrick doesn't have to have as many fourth quarter comebacks because he's ahead to start the game. Unlike Tannehill, who's really, behind really to start Robbie, the game, really he needs Robbie, to come back really to save
Robbie,
his ass.
Really, Robbie?
Dude didn't even spell really, Tannehill's name right.
Time out. You sound like you've been smoking hookah. Right?
Hookah.
Well, because when Fitzpatrick is on, he is on.
Wait,
he doesn't need to come back.
Wait.
They're already at 40 to nothing.
Wait. Here's what we're doing now. Wait. Somebody actually counted. I counted 7 times. Sir, you are lying. Nobody's paying attention.
Point for Texter.
I'm going to go under. See, I feel like it was 3 or 4 times.
We have an official count. I mean, I don't know. You can't do much better than that.
Three or four times under 2 minutes, a lot of times. Yeah.
That Texter watched the
and
tape.
How many years he's played 300 games?
I'm just counting this year. This is the year where he was the guy. Like, they gave him an audition. And then they said, never mind, give it back to Dwayne Wade.
Well, no, that's because you had D. Wade. Like, of course, if you have D. Wade.
No. But they had D. Wade early in the season, and the whole point was, let's see if remember.
That's because they never thought they would have to use D. Wade like he was 2006 D. Wade.
I agree. And you want to know why? Because J. Rich kept stepping out of bounds.
No, 2 or 3 times.
A lot.
Okay.
I feel like there were 3 Wizards. I feel like he did it in like 3 Wizards games.
I would say this to you. And I don't think I'm going out on a limb by saying this. Right? That your thinking of J. Rich will change. I think how you feel about J. Rich will change.
What?
Because clearly
what could possibly change about it? I love J. Rich as a player.
He's
going to
get better at that role.
I want J. Rich.
He's going to get better at that role.
I would argue I want J. Rich on the team's best player defensively a lot of the times. He's an amazing shooter. He's a great shooter. Rains it down. He's got a lot of skills you like. There's one thing I don't want him doing. I don't want him having the last possession of the basketball of the game.
I really believe that you'll change.
Maybe.
On that thought.
Maybe. Or maybe he's going to turn it into a rugby play, and it's going to end up in the bleachers.
Wait. You said this. You
should come up with a stat. Sob percentage. Step out of bounds percentage. Richard's probably at 75.
Wait. No. But wait. You said the same stuff about Winslow.
It's not true. With Winslow.
What?
It's not true. I'll tell you why. Winslow, my big problem was, he's a fiddler crab, and he couldn't score at the rim.
Wait,
I didn't understand it.
Somebody else came with a Robbie number. He has a 0.08 step out of bounds turnover rate per game. Like, what is wrong with you guys?
Yeah, like, this guy is right. Like, Wade was deferring to J. Rich in the beginning of the season. It was an audition. He tried to pass the torch.
Like, you look at all these guys that are finally winning their championships.
You know what J. Rich
They're
is like?
They're 27, 28 years
this
old.
This is what J. Rich is like. They were doing the torch run for the Olympics, and Wade was passing him the torch. And as soon as J. Rich gets the torch, he fumbles it, and the fire goes out.
Foot fault.
Now, maybe some of the pressure of the trade rumors got to him. I don't know.
Nobody has a guy on their show like this.
I would not want Josh Richardson serving in tennis. I feel like he'd commit a lot of infractions with his feet.
Do you think Jay Rich never could get 2 feet in bounds if he was a receiver?
Oh, no way.
No way. No way.
He wouldn't know how to drag the
By
feet.
By the way.
No way.
I'm going to tell you this. That is harder than it looks.
Yeah. Well, I know the last person on the sports planet I'd want doing it. It's Josh Richardson.
I don't even think I want him to get 1 foot in college.
Oh, my goodness. I can't give you credit for fourth quarter comeback when you're the one that puts us in the
That's hole. What I said.
All right. Yeah.
Point for Texter.
No.
Point for Texter.
You guys are buffoons.
We're back after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.